not think of cotton as a source of food, but our guest this hour says the oil from cottonseed could change the way we cook and prepare meals. We'll talk with a Wisconsin business that is the only one in the world selling flavor-infused cottonseed oils, and we'll talk about why you might want to give them a taste. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, October 17th. Have you ever cooked with cottonseed oil? Have you ever tasted it? Any questions about its makeup or its qualities? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let me welcome our guests. We are very happy to have with us in the studio Sarah Botham. She is co-owner with her husband Peter of Botham Vineyards and Winery in Barneveld. They recently began marketing and selling flavor-infused cottonseed oils under the name of Akala Farms. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I get that right, Akala?
Akala, that's correct.
So how did Botham Vineyards and Winery become involved with selling cottonseed oil?
Well, as I was telling you earlier, Joy, it's a long story, but I'll try to make it a short one. Essentially, in addition to Botham Vineyards and Winery, I own a public relations marketing and strategic planning company called Botham Inc. And the organization Cotton Incorporated is one of my clients. And I've been working with them for about a dozen years, bringing new products to market that are made from cotton. Cotton gin trash, cotton leftovers that are left after the ginning process. But they wanted to move into cotton as a food crop, which it has been for more than 100 years. And we started experimenting with putting flavor into oils, into cottonseed oil. And when we had the flavors finally developed, my client looked at me and said, you know, because we are a nonprofit, I need to find a commercial partner to do this with us. And I need somebody who knows a little bit about putting something in a bottle and throwing a label on it and marketing
it
and distribution. So I said, are you baiting me? And he said, yes. And I said, let me talk to Peter. And, you know, we just tasted the product and talked about it and saw its potential and said, hey, why not?
So how is cottonseed oil derived?
Oh, cottonseed oil is, it comes from the cotton seed. Obviously, yeah. It's pressed and refined to a limited degree to remove any impurities. And the result is a very light and pure, clear, oil. That's just, it has a fabulous, kind of feel on the palate and feel in the fingers. It's fun to cook with. It's got a very high smoke point.
Well, why would cottonseed oil be used instead of a regular old vegetable oil?
It has a lot of characteristics that outperform its competitors. As I said, it has a very high smoke point. You can use cottonseed oil to 425 degrees plus before it will smoke or disappear in the pan or scorch. It is also flavor neutral, meaning as a base oil, when you taste pure cottonseed oil, there's no flavor. So when you infuse flavor into it, all you get is a pure, true flavor that's very intense. Unlike, for instance, a flavored olive oil, if you use garlic olive oil, you get that garlic flavor, but you also get sort of a halo of olive in that flavor. With our oils, all you get is the garlic. Or whatever flavor you want.
Speaking of your oils, I have in front of me 3 bottles of flavor-infused cottonseed oil. We have fresh roasted garlic, jalapeno lime, and toasted cumin. You have more than this?
Oh, we have 11 flavors, 10 flavors plus pure. They range from curry spice to sweet guajillo pepper, fried shallot, fresh cilantro, which is very popular, smoky chipotle, hot habanero for those who are really brave. And a chili cumin as well.
Well, we are going to be offering as a thank you gift for a pledge this hour, and we'll tell you more about that in a little bit, a 3-pack, a sample of these
oils. These are 5-ounce bottles?
Yes.
5-ounce bottles of the cottonseed oils. We will be offering fresh roasted garlic, jalapeno lime, and toasted cumin. And we'll be asking for a pledge of $15 a month for this very nice thank you gift, nice package of cottonseed oils. But what would I do with, for example, the fresh roasted garlic? What might I do with that?
You would do whatever you would normally do with oil, with our oils. You can fry, stir fry, saute, sear. So as a frying oil as a common use for oil, they work really, really well. But because the oils are so light, they also make a fabulous ingredient in lots of things like guacamole and sauces and marinades and soups. One of the favorite things that we've discovered about the garlic oil in particular is that it makes fantastic garlic mashed potatoes. Oh. So if you made regular mashed potatoes in your normal way and wanted to flavor them with garlic, because the flavor is very intense, you just start with a little drizzle and mix it up and keep drizzling until you get to a point where the garlic flavor is what you'd like it to be. And I'm actually allergic to garlic, so I can't eat it. But I'm told by those who are fans of garlic that this is a really fantastic way to use that oil in particular to make mashed potatoes.
What are the health attributes or not of cottonseed oil?
It has zero cholesterol, zero trans fat. It's rich in antioxidants, particularly vitamin E. It is also, the American Heart Association recommends a 1/3, 1/3, 1/3 profile of polyunsaturated, monounsaturated, and saturated fats in our diets. And this oil comes the closest to meeting that 1/3, 1/3, 1/3 profile of any oil on the market.
Yeah. There are some who say it's high in the wrong kind of fat. I think Dr. Andrew Weil is one. What's your response to that?
Dr. Weil's information is both outdated and inaccurate and actually almost libelous. The USDA is working right now to remove his information from the internet and to pursue significant penalties against him for the work that he has done or the information he has put out about cottonseed oil. So I would not rely on Dr. Weil's information. If you look at the label on this bottle, it says that we have 1 gram of monounsaturated, 1 gram of saturated, and 2.5 grams of polyunsaturated fat in a single teaspoon serving, which, as I said, is the closest to the American Heart Association's recommendation of the 1/3, 1/3, 1/3 profile.
I wanted to get that on the table, so to speak. So we are talking about cottonseed oil, and I'm going to talk about other ways we can use cottonseed oils and the other attributes of cottonseed oils, and we will welcome your questions for our guest, Sarah Botham. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Sarah is co-owner with her husband Peter of Botham Vineyards and Winery in Barneveld, and they recently began marketing and selling flavor-infused cottonseed oils under the name of Akela Farms. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are in our fall membership drive, and your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great information and great programs. We will get back to our discussion about cottonseed oil in just a few minutes, but first, Bill Martins is with me to help make the case for you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make a contribution in support of the programs you count on.
And check this out. We have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from Marlene Ott from Greendale and Vic and Sue Levy from Madison. So your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. So take advantage of this match to make your gift go even further in paying for WPR programs. Get your pledge matched dollar-for-dollar right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, I love these matching grants because it really does double the impact of your pledge. Mm-hmm. So do get that pledge in. And here's an even tastier reason to contribute right now during this hour, because we are offering as your thank you gift for a pledge of $15 a month flavored cottonseed oils. It's yours when you give $180 a year or $15 a month when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've got three flavors here. There's fresh garlic, toasted cumin, and jalapeno lime. So that's a pretty good variety there. If you just want to mix some of that into your cooking and spice it up a little bit, it's a great way to get in on that and kind of add a little pizzazz to your dish. So again, that's yours for just $15 a month, and your pledge will be doubled this hour. Of course, though, you give to WPR to support the programs, and you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Every day on the Ideas Network, you hear something different. You hear serious and substantial topics. You want more than just a headline. We go in depth on the issues of the day and the issues that matter to you. We will be talking about the bill that President Obama signed late last night that opened up the federal government and that averted default. And we'll talk about that in our 7 o'clock hour. Often during this first hour of the morning, we talk about something a little lighter, something fun, something some lifestyle-related topic. And now we're talking about a new food product. At least to me, it's new. This is sort of a new venture, at least the flavor-infused aspect of it, cottonseed oils. And we are talking about the benefits of using cottonseed oils and giving you an opportunity to support Wisconsin Public Radio and get a sample pack of cottonseed oils at the same time. Make your pledge of $15 a month if you would like these oils at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And again, we have that dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,100 in effect right now. So it's a great time to pledge because for every dollar you give, Marlene Ott from Greendale and Vic and Sue Levy from Madison will donate an additional dollar. It's their way of encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your pledge right now by giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, this is Melissa Block with NPR News. Ever toss change in the tip jar at the coffee shop or the deli? Then think about that as a model for supporting public radio. Consider, if you throw just a quarter in the tip jar every day you buy coffee, then you'd be spending $1.25 a week on tips. That's more than $60 a year. You don't think twice about tossing in those coins. And exactly how was the service? Sometimes good, sometimes not. Well, for the same $60, you can help keep all of your favorite programs on the air. And you don't even have to give it all at once. Simply sign up as a monthly sustainer. $5 will be charged to your credit card each month for as long as you'd like. It's like having a public radio tip jar, only you know that the money going into it is for a great radio service. Here's how to sign up.
You can sign up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your support during this fall membership drive. Bill, just a couple of more days left fall membership drive. So if you've been thinking about supporting the programs that you value, and you're a foodie, you're going to want to consider that $15 a month for a $180 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio right now so you can pick up a three-pack of the flavor-infused cottonseed oils that we are talking about this hour. Fresh roasted garlic, jalapeno lime, and toasted cumin. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I haven't tried these yet, but I'm guessing the fresh roasted garlic would probably be my favorite. You could pretty much put garlic in anything as long as it's not like a dessert. And I pretty much would be totally fine.
I think there
it.
Is garlic in ice cream. So if somebody does that too. But
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had it.
I did try the jalapeno lime when I was at a Madison grocery store, Metcalf's grocery store. There was a sampling going on and it was very, very good. And it wasn't too hot to me. It was just the right mixture of spice, and I love that lime with it as well.
Just so, enough so you knew it was there, right?
Yeah, well, for me anyway. It was. My husband, on the other hand, probably would avoid that. But we are talking about cottonseed oil. We are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are hoping that you'll make that pledge now. Whatever amount, it's going to be doubled because we have a dollar-for-dollar matching grant going on right now. Up to $2,100. thanks to current members Marlene Ott and Vic and Sue, is it Levy?
Levy.
Levy, yeah. Okay. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, if you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before because you don't think you can give enough to make a difference, well, think again. Listener donations make up the single largest piece of our budget, but that doesn't mean we're asking you for a huge gift. Many first-time donors give just $5 a month for their WPR listening. You decide the amount that works for you, and please know it really does make a difference. So don't put that pledge off any longer. We only have a couple days left in this drive. Make that pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you very much, Bill. We will talk to you in our next half hour. We will get back now to our conversation with Sarah Botham, who is co-owner of Botham Vineyards and Winery in Barneveld. She also sells plain and flavor-infused cottonseed oils under the name of Akala Farms, and we're talking about why. Now, Sarah, are these oils are also being used by at least one Madison restaurant, isn't that right?
We did have we do have a relationship with the folks at Steenbach's, who have been really, really generous in their feedback and in their ideas for our oils. I don't know if they use them all the time, but they do use them sporadically in various dishes. They love the pure cottonseed oil in particular, which isn't uncommon in the restaurant industry. It's long been favored in the restaurant industry for its many, many benefits, culinary performance benefits in particular. So anybody in the restaurant industry who really knows this oil well understands the power of it in a culinary situation.
And I think you suggested that you could use this in your cooking and then reduce other spices or salt or that sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely. The flavors are so intense that they don't overpower a meal or overpower the food that you're working with, but they enhance them in a way that makes it sort of unnecessary to use a lot of other flavoring ingredients.
We have a caller. Let's go to Annie in Watertown. Hi, Annie.
Hi. I keep waiting to hear organic, since cotton is a crop that's, I think, top for the most fertilizers and pesticides used. I was just wondering if this is just regular cotton.
Actually, it is regular cotton. And your information, I think, is a little bit outdated. It is true that in the 1970s, when the cotton industry was trying to eradicate the boll weevil as a pest, our cotton crop was very heavily addressed with pesticides. But since then, since the boll weevil has been eradicated, pesticide use on cotton is actually minimal. In fact, there are fewer pesticides used on cotton in the U.S. than there are on soybeans or corn. And our cottonseed oil is pesticide-free. It's certified pesticide-free, so you will not find a pesticide residue in our cottonseed oil.
And how does that work? You actually take out any residue through the process of making the oil?
No, it's removed in the refining process, in the purification process, as the seed is pressed.
Yeah, but the actual organic label doesn't go on these oils because there's the standards for that are not necessarily met, or
correct?
Yeah.
It is not grown organically.
It's not grown organically because pesticides are used on the plant, but the pesticides are
right.
Taken out in the refinery process.
Right.
Okay. Thanks very much for the call. Well, that is another concern that an acquaintance brought up to me was, isn't cotton hard on the land and a crop that's difficult to grow? Do we really want to turn to it as a food source? What's your response to that?
It's actually not difficult to grow at all, and it requires far fewer inputs than many of the other production agriculture crops that we see. It is a very, very strong source of protein as a food, which is one of the reasons that the cotton industry is pursuing it so heavily. We are working to enlighten essentially the world about the presence of protein and its value in the human food chain as a byproduct of cotton.
We have just a minute before news, but I didn't know that there's protein in cotton?
Yes. Not in our oil. There's zero protein in our oil. But in the cotton kernel, which the oil comes from, there is a really, really high amount of protein. And we can talk more about that when we come back.
We will. We are talking about cottonseed oil. And we are talking with Sarah Botham, who is the co-owner of Botham Vineyards and Winery in Barneveld. And she also sells flavor-infused cottonseed oils. And we are talking about that venture, talking about the benefits and attributes of cottonseed oil, and welcoming your questions. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And I am going to put a photo of these cottonseed oil bottles that we are giving away during the pledge drive on Facebook so you can see what they look like. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. We are here today to raise the money that pays for the programs that you enjoy. Programs like this one. That's how WPR works. People who use it help pay for it. So do go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now to support the programs that you count on.
And we're making some headway towards that goal of 30 pledges this hour. We need 19 more of you to go ahead and make that pledge of support to attain that goal. And we've got a couple of extra things going on this hour. For one thing, we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from Marlene Ott from Greendale and Vic and Sue Levy from Madison. So your gift of, say, $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200. You get the idea. So take advantage of this match to make your gift go even further in paying for WPR programs. Get your pledge matched dollar-for-dollar this hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can choose the flavored cottonseed oils from Akela Farms as your thank you gift for your pledge of $180 or more. That's $15 a month. And you can set it up that way to come out of your bank account monthly at $15 a month, or you can set it up on your credit card that way. Your pledge helps support the programs, and you'll get this wonderful set of flavored cottonseed oils, fresh roasted garlic, jalapeno lime, and toasted cumin. So make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
People don't realize how lucky we have it here. I do think you do a fantastic job. I love your programming. Thanks for the late night news. Thanks for Michael Feldman.
I'd like to just say how much I enjoy your program every morning on my way to work.
Because I'm a regular listener and I've got such a routine established, listening to the radio from the time I get up until I get here to work.
If you want the service to continue, it has to be supported. There's no other way it'll stay on the air. People don't work for nothing. Equipment costs money. To upgrade it constantly is an expense, and if you don't pay for it, it won't be there someday. That'll be a big mistake. We do have to support it if we want that.
Well, we hope you want that. If you do, WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your pledge of support. You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge makes a difference. Decide what works in your budget. If you can swing the $15 a month, it's a very generous pledge to help Wisconsin Public Radio programming. And you get a wonderful thank you gift at that level. You get this three-pack of cottonseed oils, fresh roasted garlic, jalapeno lime, and toasted cumin. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we hope that you will make a pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio.
Absolutely, and for this hour only, we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,100. So it's a great time to pledge, because for every dollar you give, Marlene Ott from Greendale and Vic and Sue Levy from Madison will kick in an additional dollar. So get your pledge doubled. It's their way of encouraging you to support WPR. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Mary from Green Bay, who pledged, and she says, I listen daily to Wisconsin Public Radio and National Public Radio. I get much of my political news from these stations. I do so because the news is balanced, informative, and does not increase my blood pressure. She hasn't listened to the Week in Review recently.
Yeah, wait till tomorrow.
I have learned so much from your service. It's the first button I reach for on my way to work in the car in the morning. Thank you so much, Mary. And thanks to Tom and Melissa from Kimberly, who say it's just not a day without WPR. Well, we really appreciate and we really do need your support. This is listener-supported radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Bill. Let's talk to you at the end of the hour. We'll see if we made this goal of 30 pledges. Back now to our conversation about cottonseed oil. You may not think of cotton as a source of food, but our guest this hour says the oil from cottonseed could change the way we cook and prepare meals. We are talking about the benefits of using cottonseed oil instead of some other types of oil, the different flavors we can experiment with, and how we can incorporate them into our culinary adventures. If you have a question about cottonseed oil, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Sarah Botham, co-owner of Botham Vineyards and Winery in Barneveld. And she also sells and markets flavored infused cottonseed oils under the name of Akela Farms. So are you actually making the cottonseed oil here, Sarah?
No, we developed the recipes for the infusions and the flavors. We, you know, tested a lot of them and worked on the recipes. Our oils are actually co-packed, which is the bottling process, and the infusion process happens off-site. So it's not happening here. We're working on bringing that to Wisconsin. We do have a e-commerce site on our website, and the fulfillment for that is done in Mineral Point, Wisconsin. So we have a piece of our operation actually housed here, but the production of it has not yet arrived in Wisconsin.
So how does it feel to be the only business in the world doing this?
Well, it's always fun to be first to market, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we paved the way, I hope, for a lot of people to open their eyes to what cottonseed oil really has to offer as a culinary tool, as well as a flavoring ingredient. And it has so many health benefits that, you know, I think that it's going to catch on. And we've seen extraordinary support. We've been marketing and distributing it for about 14 months now. The company's about 3 years old because it took us that long to get it ready to go. And we've just seen extraordinary growth, and it's growing in popularity. We get orders on our website from all over the country, none from outside the U.S. yet, but it's growing in popularity.
Well, we have another caller. Let's go to Laura in Madison. Hi, Laura. You're on the air.
Hi. It's interesting to note that cottonseed oil has been around a long time, but it hasn't been, it had a big problem that David Wesson of Wesson Oil fame tried to overcome, and that's it's toxic. It has, in its natural state, it has high levels of a toxin called gossypol, and that is one of the reasons why it's very hard for farmers to use cottonseed oil.
Hold on, Laura, because our guest is shaking her head. I'll you know, give you a follow up. But Sarah, you shook your head. No, it does not have gossypol in it.
Well, actually, cotton is grown with a natural pest resistant called gossypol. It exists in the gland of the cotton seed. Gossypol is toxic to humans, but not to ruminant animals. So cotton seed is often fed to cattle, for example, as a high source of fat and protein. But the gossypol toxin is removed in the refining process, so it doesn't exist in our oils. And you know, clearly we wouldn't be making a product that's toxic to humans.
Right, but it has to be removed. And do you have any for example, on your bottles, do you talk about Gossypol and how much residual Gossypol is in your product?
There is no residual Gossypol in our product, and there's really no reason to talk about it on the labels because it's a non-issue. It is also important to note that a strain of cotton has been mimicked. I should say it was a mutant strain that was developed by the, or found, discovered by the Hopi Indians in California in the late 1970s. And researchers have been able to mimic that mutant strain. It is actually naturally occurring without Gossypol in the gland. And that strain of cottonseed, of cotton actually, is going to be one of the world's next sources of protein.
Yeah, we said we'd talk a little bit more about that, so that we're going to be, people will be eating it?
Yes. There will be opportunities to actually eat the cottonseed and the cottonseed kernel without the toxin Gossypol in it, because the researchers have developed a way to take that strain and be able to produce it in large quantities, you know, grow it in large volumes, big acreages around the world.
Well, I did look on the website, and I think it says certified pesticide free.
It is.
Who certifies it, or who checks it to make sure it's not?
We've had several labs do profiles on, mm-hmm. on the oil, and it has become, I can't tell you the names of the labs because I don't know them off the top of my head. But I could, you know, anybody who's interested could email me and I'd be happy
but
to share it with
through,
them.
It goes through a process to be certified.
Yes, it is certified.
And all right, Laura, thanks very much for the call. Saul from Stevens Point emailed, I would like your guest to explain how pesticides, which are oil soluble, are removed from the cotton oil.
You know, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a chemist, but I can tell you that they are removed in the refining process and our oils are certified pesticide-free.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about how else we can use these cottonseed oils. This can be used in any way that you'd use any other oil, but are there some things that we might not think about? What would I do with perhaps the toasted cumin that's in front of me?
Well, cumin is a great fall flavor, so it's a wonderful time of the year to be thinking about how to use cumin. You could drizzle it on steamed vegetables. You can put it on pasta. You can mix it with a vinegar to make a lovely salad dressing. You can brown meat in it for chili or for any other, for a casserole. The flavors are really versatile. And the tagline for our company is drizzle, sizzle, sample, and eat. And kind of the whole idea behind the company is to get people to play with their food, to explore, to experiment, to discover new flavors and new ways to make their favorite foods more flavorful using our oils.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get some mouths watering here, too, and that was great. What about the jalapeno lime? What would you do with that?
Oh, we love jalapeno lime in our house. I use it often to brown turkey. It's a fantastic guacamole ingredient. It adds a nice little spice of zing to guacamole and salsa. It's last year on Thanksgiving, I basted our turkey with jalapeno lime.
Oh, interesting.
To rave reviews from my family, both because it had such great flavor, but also because it intensified the really moist texture of the meat. And, you know, we had a very moist and juicy turkey.
Yum. So do you have any, you mentioned many different flavors. Do you have any new flavors that you're planning on rolling out?
Actually, the two newest flavors are cumin and toasted cumin. Chili cumin and toasted cumin. And those are the last two. We just introduced those about 4 weeks ago. I don't know that we'll introduce any more. We're kind of waiting to see where the most popular flavors fall and if we see a need. We have toyed with the idea of doing a sweet flavor. Maybe I don't know what that will be yet, but we've been talking about it. One of the reasons for that is that cottonseed oil as a pure oil is a wonderful baking oil. It works as a fantastic substitute for any ingredient for any oil in a bake recipe that you would bake with. So we were talking about developing a sweet oil that could be used for baking.
Interesting. So as we wrap up here, sort of summarize the benefits of cottonseed oil and perhaps try to lessen the concerns that some of our listeners had about what they've heard about pesticides or other toxins?
You know, our oils are new to the marketplace. I don't think cottonseed oil was ready for this kind of exposure before. It's taken a long time to work out the issues, the pesticide issues, et cetera. I can also tell you that our oils are certified kosher. They are gluten-free. They are vegan. They are pesticide-free, certified pesticide-free, and they are GMO-free. GMO does not exist in oil. It is not found in our oils, and that makes it a really, really appealing ingredient to people across the board. The health benefits are extraordinary. Zero trans fat, zero cholesterol, rich in antioxidants. The fat profile is, you know, extraordinary for an oil, better than most any other oil out there. And most of all, they're just fun. You know, the idea of playing with our food, you know, isn't just for kindergartners. We want adults to really experiment and play and discover new flavors, share the food, share the fun, and
yeah, and you can have your cottonseed oil with a glass of Botham's Big Red.
They make great dipping oils. So if you're a fan of dipping bread in oil and eating it with cheese and wine, there's a perfect way to use the oils.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Sarah, for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Sarah Botham is co-owner with her husband, Peter, of Botham Vineyards and Winery in Barneveld. They recently began marketing and selling flavor-infused cottonseed oils under the name Akala Farms. We have put the website for Akala Farms on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you'd like to read more about it. We will talk a little bit more about it with Bill Martins coming up in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is our fall membership drive. And joining me to encourage you to support Wisconsin Public Radio is my producer-director, Bill Martins.
This is always exciting because we're getting close to the end of the hour. Here we are at pretty much the end of the hour. We need just 9 more pledges. So we're really close to that goal, folks. And you can help us reach that with your pledge of support to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Bill, I know this was your idea because you had stumbled upon the cottonseed oils and thought, hey, that sounds good. And it looks like a lot of people are interested because we are very close to that goal. But you can get in on this special thank you gift, good this hour, for a pledge of $15 a month or a $180 pledge, which pays for the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, helps pay for this service, and it'll get you a 3-pack of the cottonseed oils. You will get the 3 flavors. Bill, you help pick these out. What are they?
We've got fresh roasted garlic. We have jalapeno lime and toasted. Is it cumin or cumin?
I say cumin, but
I've always
me.
Thought it was cumin, but I don't know. I've heard it both ways. So anyway, toasted cumin. We'll just go with there, just because that's what I'm familiar with. And the cool thing is that these are 5-ounce bottles, so it's like, you know, it's small enough that you're not getting this huge, you know, jug of it, and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, that's a lot of oil. It's enough to give you a little bit of a taste there, and then hopefully, you know, you'll come back wanting more for that. So it's you'll be able to get some mileage out of these bottles. So again, that is yours for your gift of $15 a month, $180 for the year, and you can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, this is just really nice to dip breads,
sure,
or whatever, you know, dipping with just before a meal or something. It would taste really good. Really, some really other good ideas that Sarah shared with us.
I'm going to say, I really liked Sarah's idea with mixing in the fresh roasted garlic with the mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Oh, and putting the toasted cumin, I'm going to say, as you're browning the meat or beans or whatever for chili.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Yeah.
So you decide how much to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Every pledge is important. Every pledge makes a difference. If you'd like the 3-pack of flavored cottonseed oils, It's $15 a month. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, next hour we're going to be talking about the deal that was reached to avert the default that was to happen today and end the government shutdown. But we like to have some fun on this program as well, which is why, you know, the shows like this one here, the cottonseed oil, for example, is always, I think, a popular hour to just kind of get a break from that kind of stuff. And then also tomorrow we're going to be having more fun talking with Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett and talking about pretty much all great things Wisconsin.
Places to go,
exactly.
And things to do.
We'll have
and
a little trivia in there as well and mm-hmm. a neat thank you gift for that, which we'll tell you about a little later. But if that's the kind of programming that's important to you, you get that, and we also have the harder news stuff, make that pledge of support right now at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Whether you are already a member or you are making your first pledge ever, anyone can become a sustainer. You can let us know what monthly amount works for you and whether you want that to come from your credit card or your bank account. It's really easy. Once it's set up, your membership will automatically renew, and you don't have to wonder if it's time to pledge or not. And it's easier on Wisconsin Public Radio, too, frankly, because we know we can count on that funding. And you can tell us to stop if you want to, but you don't have to worry about renewals coming in the mail and that sort of thing. So it, mm-hmm. it does make it easier. It's a win-win for both sides. And for that sustaining membership of $15 a month, you also get these fun and fancy flavored cottonseed oils. That's so give that a try. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Got about a minute and a half left here. We're looking for seven more pledges now to reach that goal. We are getting very close, getting down to the white. It's a nail biter. So you can help us reach that goal and ask for that three-pack of cottonseed oil for your pledge of $15 a month. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Christy and Matthew from Stevens Point, who pledged because we listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every day. Well, if you listen every day, that is a clue that you could pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. If this program that you're listening to right now, if you would miss it, it's part of your daily routine. That's another clue that you should give. You should give because you understand that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener supported, and you are the single biggest slice of our budget pie. We couldn't do it without you. So you decide how much to pledge and then do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Six more pledges is what we need to reach that goal, and ask for the three-pack of the cottonseed oil. Again, fresh roasted garlic, jalapeno lime, toasted cumin or cumin. And again, that can be yours for $15 a month. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you for your support.